Betty Lockrey Hoag on April 16th, 1965, interviewing the artist Irving Block in his home in Los Angeles. That is spelled B-L-O-C-H.
K.
With a K.
K. There have been several with H's on one of the K's.
And do you use a middle initial?
No longer. My middle name is Alexander.
Fine, thank
you. I used to use it and I dropped it. It's superfluous.
Mr. Block, before we start talking about the project and that area at all, I'd like to ask you a little about your life. Would you tell me when and where you were born?
Sure. I was born in New York City, December 2nd, 1910. I was educated in the public schools of New York. I discovered only recently that I lived in the same area as Henry Miller. And we chatted, we met recently, and there's a lot of nostalgic talk about that. Actually, it was in Brooklyn, the elementary school. Uh-huh. But anyway, I went on to university, New York University, where I took my bachelor's degree and also studied at the National Academy of Design, mm-hmm. in night classes principally. Mm-hmm. I would say
what
that was
you?
The extent really of the major formal education. The rest was picked up mostly in the 42nd Street Library and the Metropolitan Museum and the local museums.
Were there any painters or any of the teachers you had who especially influenced you, do you think?
No. The painters who I studied with were very disappointing. Not that they were not good painters, but they seemed, at that time, very academic.
Mm-hmm.
There was Ivan Olinsky, who was a very skilled national academician at the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the major influences in terms of education didn't come so much from painters, but from scholars.
Mm-hmm.
I studied with Maya Shapiro.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Okay. And there were several others, Philip McMahon, and there were some German scholars coming in at that time when I was at school, who were coming in from Germany mm-hmm. during that period when they were being driven out of
art historians. Aestheticians.
Yes.
Yes.
I know Panofsky had come over.
Oh, really?
And people of that caliber. And
did you know him?
No, I sat in on some of his lectures.
Did you? Was he interesting?
Albert Durer, a tremendous man, yes. And there were several others. Some of my colleagues who later went on to become art historians, as at that time going to school with a chap called Milton Brown. He was a painter, too. Mm-hmm. Became more involved in art history, and now is the chairman of the art department at the Brooklyn College.
Oh.
He wrote the definitive work on the Armory Show for
my
the
goodness.
Hirshhorn Foundation. So some of these fellows began as artists and ended up as art historians.
Mm-hmm.
I had an appetite for the art history too. Except that it too felt too dry and too analytical. There wasn't enough expression allowed in that area.
Well, you probably couldn't take time to stop painting, surely.
Go do a book on art.
The dogs look like. I know, we had a Welsh Terrier, so this is nothing. I always look at this dog and wonder, do I really look like a Welsh Terrier?
Hogarth's dog looked just like Hogarth.
Really?
And Rembrandt had a dog that looked something like this. I'm sure that
you're in good
Van
company.
Dyke must have had a greyhound, a bearded one.
What would El Greco have?
Oh, one of those
Afghan
hounds.
Afghan hounds.
Elongated one.
Yeah.